Hidden in a renovated warehouse in Richmond, warm scents of baguettes and chocolates waft outside the Gislay Richmond Bistro. A waitress seats customers in blue and brown striped booths with marble tabletops. Gislay Richmond Bistro is one of three Midwestern bistros owned by Gislay Moret. Chef and president, Gislay first brought his French-Canadian pastry and culinary expertise to Union City in 1998. As he expanded his business and menu, he required the help of his co-worker and friend of 17 years, Cindy Martino.
Gislay, he's very open about recipes. He'll never make it like he does, but he's got a great sense of humor, but he expects a lot. And you gotta work hard, hard, hard. He's always working.
Now the manager at Gislay Richmond Bistro, Martino works to keep the bistro menu as authentic and varietal as possible.
And there's some French things, there's some American things, and there's some Indian-inspired.
Unlike the Gislay locations in Louisville, Kentucky, the Gislay Richmond Bistro serves a full menu with waited service and special Friday and Saturday dinner menus each week, prepared by executive chef Daniel McCorkerdale. McCorkerdale says the menu he prepares brings a new kind of cuisine to Richmond.
Quality of the food is a lot better than, I would say, anywhere else in Richmond. The flavors and the presentation.
Customers with a sweet tooth can savor a handmade crepe drizzled in chocolate, served with nuts, fruit, and topped with whipped cream, all washed down with hot French press coffee. Classic French bistro tastes on the menu include the popular croque monsieur, a grilled ham and cheese sandwich served with duck fat fries with a splash of wine. Gislay would suggest a red Pinot Noir, his favorite according to Martino.
If you get a French dip anywhere and you get a French dip here, you will never have a French dip anywhere else again because the baguette, just everything, the caramelized onions, the everything, it's delicious. So that one's very popular. The chicken curry naan is popular because it's just something that's a little bit different. You can't really find that in a lot of places. The house croissant is the most popular.
My favorite dish here would be the meatball pesto. I make the meatballs myself.
McCorkerdale says he learned to make many new dishes thanks to Gislay, including tapenade, a dish with finely chopped olives, capers, anchovies, and olive oil, quiche, and a charcuterie platter of fine sausages and cheeses, which come fresh from one of Gislay's friends in California. Gislay, McCorkerdale, and a team of chocolatiers also craft the chocolates and other tempting treats in Union City.
I make the caramel for the chocolates. I make the caramel fresh, sugar and glucose and cream and butter.
Gourmet chocolates, pastries, and gelato line the counter at the front of the Richmond Bistro in an array of colors and designs.
Most of the things are hand-painted, and then the ganaches are all made by hand, and there's just a lot of preparation. Like, you do a cocoa butter section. When you're making the candy, you're putting a little swipe of dark chocolate in there first to bring out the colors. Then you're putting in whatever cocoa butter you're using, whatever color you're doing for what candy. Then you have to put in the shell. All this has to harden in between steps, and then you're putting in the ganache. Then you're filling it and letting it come out and then demolding it, and then it gets packaged. And the Florida style caramel, the hand-painted butterfly, the truffles, the almond amaretto, the turtles are very, very popular.
Martino says those beautiful gourmet chocolates and pastries are sure to bring people rushing in for the gift of melt-in-your-mouth sugary sweetness. In Richmond, Mallory Jordan for IPR News.